I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. You heard about the new White House incentives for police procedures to get outside accreditation and to encourage mental health, addiction, and homelessness experts to respond with police to emergency calls. Activists have criticized President Trump's executive order yesterday as largely cosmetic. Now to a police department that actually replaced its police force. Nearly a decade ago, the city of Camden, New Jersey, in the face of one of the highest murder rates in the country and a funding crisis, disbanded its force. Some of the officers were hired back to join a new county police force under a new union contract. Louis Capelli Jr. is freeholder director for Camden. That's a way of saying county executive. He managed this transition built largely on listening closely to Camden residents to embrace what's called community policing. Mr. Capelli, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hear this phrase, community-oriented policing. We had a story out of Europe just the other day about how European police forces are embracing it. But what does it look like in practice, community-oriented policing?
When our new officers hit the street after training, one of the first things they do is knock on doors in the neighborhood where they'll be walking or biking and introduce themselves to residents, hand out a business card, and ask the residents to call them if they ever want to talk, not just in times of trouble, but if there's anything they want to talk about. We have pop-up block parties. We have family movie nights. So it's all about trying to create as much contact as possible between police officers and residents in a positive fashion, not in times of emergency.
Is the current police force now unionized? Because you tore up the old contract when you disbanded the old police force.
Yes, it is unionized. It's actually the same union. The big difference is it's new leadership. The new leadership is much more professional than the prior leadership of the union. They have fully engaged with us with regard to their belief in the community policing model. They work with us. They negotiate hard on behalf of their members, don't get me wrong, but they understand the fiscal circumstances of the city and the absolute necessity to make residents feel safer.
I think it's New Jersey that requires police applicants, people who want to get into the force, to take the civil service exam. What, you found that process, that exam, can hinder efforts to make the police force more diverse?
It absolutely does, because we are a civil service county. That means in order for a police officer to be hired or to be promoted, they have to take the civil service test. That test has been proven to be racially and culturally biased. It is a proven fact that residents of urban areas do not do very well on these tests as compared to folks from suburban areas. So we are in the process of preparing legislation that we hope will be considered by the legislature and by the governor to do away with this test and to give us the ability to hire residents of our city. We are constrained by this civil service process from hiring residents of our own city and from promoting minorities within our own force.
Louis Capelli Jr. is the executive of Camden County, New Jersey. Freeholder director is the way we say it. Mr. Capelli, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.